Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, March 15th. This week, legislators continue to spend most of their time in committees hearing and adopting bills from the opposite house. On day 64 of this 105-day session, however, we are sitting in the calm before the storm. With 41 days remaining until the April 25th sine die, that is, the last day of session, activity is going to quickly speed up with a focus on wrapping up the legislature's business. Behind the scenes, budget writers are crafting 2021 supplemental budgets and two-year 2021-23 budgets, not just operating budgets, but also capital construction budgets and transportation budgets. On Wednesday, March 17th, the Economic and Revenue Forecast Council will release its final quarterly revenue update. Given the positive news in the quarterly economic review released on March 3rd, with unemployment down, personal income up, housing starts up, car and truck sales surging, and U.S. GDP coming in stronger than expected, all signs point to a positive forecast. Since November, revenue collections are up almost $600 million above projections. If the trend holds, and recent revenue collections in the economic review indicate the trend will continue, revenue collections for the quarter released tomorrow could be another $300 to $400 million above forecast. In general, this is good news, but when remembering just 9 months ago, the state was staring at an almost $9 billion budget shortfall, this is amazing news. Couple that with $5 billion in federal funds going straight into the state coffers, almost $2 billion going to K-12, and billions of additional funds for healthcare, vaccinations, COVID-19 testing, child care, and a whole host of other items, budget writers are going to feel like they hit the lottery. Certainly a positive, but as we've discussed before, this is a double-edged sword. Significant revenues coming from Congress to shore up K-12 budgets is a welcome life preserver. However, many legislators are hardening their belief that school districts don't have any financial difficulties. The expectation is that the federal ESSER III dollars will backfill two of our major financial challenges, enrollment declines and pupil transportation funding shortfalls. Currently, our major priorities, Senate Bill 5128 for pupil transportation and House Bill 1476 to stabilize levy capacity and enrollment stabilization that is shifted into the budget, require use of federal funds before state funds are accessed. Now that the American Rescue Plan has actually passed Congress and legislators are getting a better read on exactly how much money is coming from D.C., it puts Senate Bill 5128, House Bill 1476, and those budget-based enrollment stabilization funds in jeopardy. We'll know for sure budget writers' thinking as they begin to release budgets in the next few weeks. With the revenue forecast on Wednesday, the Senate's budget proposals could be unveiled as soon as next Monday, although we've not received any indication of timing yet. Even given the unknowns, we aren't giving up hope. We continue to stay the course, working with legislators to remind them of school districts' major financial concerns. We continue to push them to carve out state funding and the budget for these issues, and continue to support Senate Bill 5128 and House Bill 1476. Senate Bill 5128, Transportation, is up in the House Education Committee for a hearing tomorrow. House Bill 1476, Enrollment Stabilization, has not yet been scheduled for a hearing. As always, we encourage you to join us in this fight. Engage with your legislators and explain to them why this funding is important and what will happen if you don't receive it. Remind your legislators that ESSER III funds were provided from Congress to support schools reopening with necessary safety supports, including ventilation systems, along with activities to support students with learning recovery or extended learning opportunities. And speaking of school reopening, you undoubtedly have already heard, but last week Governor Inslee announced he was going to order school districts to provide the opportunity for students to have in-person instruction. By April 5th, all K-6 students must be offered an opportunity to engage in a hybrid mode of instruction. And by April 19th, all other K-12 students must be provided an opportunity to at least engage in a hybrid mode of instruction. all school districts must meet at least 30% of average weekly instructional hours as on-campus, in-person instruction. It's expected that most districts will be able to accomplish this. However, OSPI is committed to working with school districts and the governor's office to ensure students have opportunities to learn in person without a strict adherence to the governor's order if there are unique circumstances that need to be addressed. While the governor made his announcement last week, today he signed an official emergency proclamation. We'll continue to work with OSPI and the governor's office as we continue to get guidance about exactly what his proclamation entails. Continue to stay tuned to WASA's legislative newsletter for news on budget releases and up-to-date legislative activities. And again, we strongly encourage you to engage in the process now. Once budgets are unveiled, many of the most important decisions will be locked in and we won't have much ability to influence. Please stay engaged, and thank you for listening.